David, first of all, what great character and fighting spirit from the lads there to get that result in the end.
Yeah, it was. As I said at half time, I thought the two goals we conceded were poor. I thought they were poor defensively. I thought we could have done better with both of them. I thought we started the game brightly with one or two half chances. And as I said, the first kind of counter attack comes from our free kick, which is poor. And begin at half time, 2-0 down. Players are a wee bit despondent, but I had a go and just says to him, look, it's a cup game. We need to go and make sure we get the next goal. And if we get the next goal, then you never know. So I put a challenge to the players. And I says, I want to be in the hat on Monday. So it's up to yous now. So two fantastic strikes. Kelvin Mellor's finish is frightening.
Yeah. And then, well, we were right behind it. As soon as he hit it,
it was
in.
Oh, it was fantastic. And I think that gave everybody a boost, the fans a lot. So, and then obviously young Luke has been out for 10 weeks as I've been here. He missed out in the Blackpool game. And he's come back in and I decided to put him on because I knew he's got a goal on him, and it says today's come up trumps again. And
yeah, and finally a bit of luck that maybe we've not had in recently. You know, it takes a deflection on its way in there, and you know, wrong foot's the keeper.
Yeah, of course. And I keep saying to the players, the harder you work. I think after Tuesday night too, I thought we had three mistakes in the first half at Luton, and we were 3-0 down. It's very difficult to come back. So I got a reaction out of them in Tuesday night against a very good team, and we've came here today against a very good Peterborough side. And I thought we've got into the game fantastically well. And as I say, the players are delighted that we're still in the hat on Monday.
What could a moment like that do for the rest of the season in isolation? Because you look at your reaction at the end there, going over to the fans are all up. It wasn't a victory, but it feels like it in a way. You know, just a slight turn of fortune, just what could turn the whole campaign, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think now the players realise we have got good players in the attacking thirds of the game. And as I said, the more the ball they had, that we did have, I thought, we were starting the second half a wee bit slow, just trying to keep possession, and it's a cup game, and that's why I took Jim and Carroll off to try and get a wee bit more energy and a wee bit more legs in the team and start having a go at Peterborough, because they were hitting us in the counter-attack. They've got very good players, and as I say, we've managed to go and score two goals, and I think the players need to start believing now how good they can be.
You must be pleased with the experience heads you brought in, Paul Caddis, Kyle Henry, Jim O'Brien, all slotted into the team. Well, and of course, especially Caddis and Henry getting booked so early as well. You know, the way they saw that game out and didn't get themselves in. But I know he took Carl off, but yeah, the way they, the professional way and the experience that they do have and bring to the younger players.
Yeah, of course, they've got a calming influence. I think you see them today. They get booked so early in the game. Paul Caddis, I thought, was a wee bit soft, and even Carroll's was a bit soft. I think he slipped into the player. And they said their experience has been invaluable over the last 3-4 weeks, and they've been here. Well, Jim's been a wee bit longer, so I just hope that they keep adding the time on. We get players back, and as I say, we're starting to get two of the younger players back, and hopefully they can force our way into the team.
Yeah, moving ahead and just looking ahead to Plymouth, obviously a massive game, but what a boost for you here going into that game. Such a big game. We beat Oxford, who were around. It's important to get the results against teams down there with us, isn't it?
Yeah, we know it's going to be a very tough game. I know Derek well, and it's going to be tough. And these are the games where we need to be taking something from it to make sure we're still in touch. And if players can take great belief from today, as I say, I think Peterborough will be up there challenging at the end of the season.
But does it show you when you play Peterborough with John here twice with them, there's not that much between all the teams in the league if you can get a bit of momentum going?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as I say. It's if we can cut out the mistakes that we're creating, because I don't think Peterborough really carved us open. I don't think Richard O'Donnell's a lot to do in a game. So it's just individual errors sometimes that's maybe costing us games. But as I said, I'm delighted today. I'm delighted with performance. And as I say, the players deserve great credit for the way they kept going.
And Anton McElhone going to be coming in. Is he going to be in by before the Plymouth game then, or next week?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully he'll be in next week. And there's a couple of things just to be tied up. So he'll bring a wealth of experience in the sports science department. He's worked at Tottenham for 10 years.
How's that come about, David? How do you know him? Or?
I've known Anton a long time. We've done my rail licence together in Scotland. And we've just kept in touch, and I said he's been up to Livingston maybe a few days. I've been invited down to Spurs for a couple of days to watch how they do things. And I said it's just one of these things. He's went to America, he's coming back from New England Revolution now, and it was a chance for him to come back to Bradford. And I think he'll be a massive asset to myself, and he'll be a massive asset to every player on the nutrition side, sports science side, and hopefully getting the boys fit and getting them up to speed.
And just finally, we're into December, obviously January around the corner. Are you already having thoughts, about the squad and who you might be bringing in, and players that you might have to offload first to get players in? Is that the way it's going to work?
No, The players who are here will be here. And as I said, I think I got misquoted a few weeks ago. I said that I need to get players in who's going to complement the players we have. And that's still going to be the same. I just think we need maybe another 3-4 players that's going to come in. I'm not going to make drastic changes because I have got a good squad of players, but we just need players who can maybe complement the ones that we do have and just make sure that the players who are coming in has got to be up League One standard better to make sure that we can get away from where we are, because I think if we keep going and working hard, then it'll not be long before we're at the bottom four.